This is Kim Taylor interviewing Marion Green at the RSVP organization in downtown Wolf Point, Montana, July 15th, 1992. And I guess just to get started, I'd like a little bit of background information about you, where you were born and raised. And
I was born April 6, 1923 in Wolf Point. Uh-huh. Lived here all my life. Yeah, so...
And you're married?
Yes, I'm married.
Uh-huh.
I have 5 children.
Uh-huh.
4 daughters and a son.
Uh-huh.
And
are they all in this area?
2 are.
Mm-hmm.
I have 1 daughter, Eileen Card. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Diane DeWitt. They're farmers and ranchers. They live across the river. And then my son and my 1 daughter, Donna, live in Belgrade.
Uh-huh.
And I have 1 daughter in Bozeman. So.
And do you have any religious affiliations?
Yeah, I belong to the Blue Sky Ministries here in Wolf Point.
Uh-huh.
It's a non-denominational church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just full gospel.
Uh-huh. And your tribal affiliation?
Well, I'm affiliated with the Turtle Mountain Tribe.
Uh-huh.
But I have never been enrolled.
Uh-huh.
My mother wasn't enrolled, and my father wasn't enrolled.
Uh-huh.
And they were both French and Chippewa.
Uh-huh.
Half French and half Chippewa, so.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when did you begin quilting?
Oh, gee, when I was about, I'd say 14, 15 years old. My mother made a lot of quilts, and I used to help her quilt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's when I first got started.
Uh-huh.
And then so I've made just a lot of quilts. I've never kept count, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm always making one now. I've got to take orders, and that's the only way I'll do it, because you know, you make them and then maybe it isn't the color scheme they want, or
uh-huh.
So I just take orders. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how about your daughters, did any of them learn to quilt from you?
They haven't done, the oldest daughter makes quilts, but she usually ties them.
Uh-huh.
She's been making beautiful quilts with this double knit stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of going out of style now, so she picks all that up that she can, and she makes beautiful quilts out of them.
Uh-huh.
So, but as far as quilting, none of them have.
Uh-huh. Hmm. So when you make a quilt, is it something that you do by yourself, or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, once in a while, we have someone that just has made a quilt,
uh-huh.
and then wants me to quilt it, and then I have a friend that helps me quilt, and we get it done, and we, you know. But usually, if someone orders a quilt, I make it myself.
Uh-huh.
And
then you quilt it,
mm-hmm.
yourself. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've made all types, bedspread size, king size,
uh-huh.
you know, queen size. Yeah. I've made a lot of the broken star,
uh-huh.
In the bedspread size, you know. And then I usually make pillow shams to match.
And that's usually one order, the pillows with the
yeah.
bedspread?
Mm-hmm. So.
And that's usually what the pattern that you do on a commission that somebody asks for?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So what kind of material do you use?
Well, I just use this polyester and cotton, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever try any with the satin or the taffeta?
I don't really like to.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know, they're beautiful and everything,
uh-huh.
but I I have made them, but then I don't really care that much about myself.
You prefer working in the cotton.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody else wants that, that orders for me, wants the cotton.
Uh-huh. So. And you find that easier to work with than the satin?
Oh, yeah.
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 It seems kind of tricky to work with that satin.
Yeah.
So where do you get your materials?
Well, I get most of my materials here in Wolf Point.
Uh-huh.
But if I am looking for a special color and they don't have it here, if I go to Bozeman or someplace like that, I'll pick up, you know.
So you just always keep your eye out?
Yeah. So, uh-huh. And usually I pick a print, you know, in the color that the colors that they want, and then I go to solid colors or other prints, you know, in a quilt like that.
Okay, does the star motif have a particular meaning to you?
I guess it does. The Assiniboine and Sioux have a special meaning for, like, the colors and, you know, and stuff like that, but I really don't know. That's the, oh, my mother made quilts, but she never made star quilts.
What kind of quilts did
she make? Well, she made, like, the double wedding ring and flower garden. The log cabin and quilts like that, you know, and a flower basket. And she never made star quilts, but I, you know, made them with this friend of mine years ago, and that's how I got started.
And you use other quilt patterns too?
Oh yes, I make all, the applique quilts,
For you, what's kind of the criteria between a good quilt and a bad quilt? What distinguishes a good quilt from a bad quilt?
Well, I think you have to use good material. You know, you want it to last, and your quilting should be, you know, good. And so, to me, I think the quilting means a lot.
So, good quilting is tiny stitches,
And
even stitches.
Yeah, and then I usually, when I quilt a star quilt, I outline the star and I make a design in the solid areas, you know. And that way it brings it out, you know, the pattern better. So, and sometimes I quilt in the ditch. That's right in the seam. You know, and that enhances it.
And do you do all your quilting by hand?
Yes, I do.
And where do you get the ideas for color combinations and patterns? And
well, usually people will tell me, you know, like if it's, they'll send me, if it's out of town, they'll send me a pattern of their wallpaper. You know, and some of the maybe little pieces of material so that I get an idea of what colors they would like, even if it isn't that same print, you know. And then I go from there.
And so then how do you add other colors?
Well, I usually, like I said, pick out a print. You know, I'll ask them if they'd like a lot of prints in their quilt or if they just want one and the solid colors. I don't use a whole lot of colors in my quilts like they do around here. I get my print and maybe I'll have two or three colors, you know, to go with it, and that's all I have.
Okay.
But then I also made my grandson a quilt, and he was playing baseball for the Yellow Jackets, and their colors were yellow and black, and so then I had a pale yellow background and the yellow and black. In the center, in the octagon, I crossed bats. I had a baseball glove in the lower, at the bottom of the quilt in that octagon with a baseball bat in it. Uh-huh. And let's see what it, and I had my grandson's number up here, a number 6. And, uh-huh. and then in each corner, I had the yellow jackets. Uh-huh. So I make my own patterns, you know, and two like that. So uh-huh. then they, after they saw that, then the boys all pitched in and they bought, they ordered a quilt for their coach. And it was the same colors, only in the center I had one great big yellow jacket that I made. Uh-huh. And then all around the quilt, I had the baseballs with the initials of all the players.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, and a coach and friend they had on it. So, uh-huh. you know, it just, whatever a person wants. Why. Uh-huh.
So they just kind of gave you a rough idea of what they wanted,
yeah.
and then from there you
yeah.
just created mm-hmm. the final project.
Right. So I make a lot of crib quilts, too, and I make my own designs. Like I might see a picture on a postcard or in a color book or something like that, and then I can draw, you know, uh-huh. so that helps. So I enlarge that.
And then
yeah.
you would do an applique?
Or? Uh-huh. uh-huh. Yeah.
So within your own family, what kind of occasions would you make a quilt and give as a gift?
Well, for weddings or, you know, for Christmas. Oh, I'm making all my children a quilt now.
Uh-huh.
So they all want one. And of course, I guess the granddaughters, the married granddaughters. And as the other grandchildren grow up, I suppose they'll all want one.
Uh-huh.
But it keeps me busy.
Uh-huh.
I give them for their birthdays or whatever, you know,
uh-huh.
whenever I get the quilt made. Like.
And do you name any of your quilts?
Well, like I say, I do the Broken Star, and mm-hmm. there's the Tulip Star, and then the Lone Star, and then I make other designs. When I make a Lone Star, I make designs, different designs to go around
uh-huh.
the corners and sides, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and I just made myself a fan quilt, grandmother's
fan.
Fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that was really, turned out nice.
And that was with cottons?
Uh-huh,
uh-huh.
yeah. All prints in the mauves and blues. Yeah.
So how many quilts would you say that you make in a year?
Well, I can make one quilt in a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my spare time.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. You're pretty busy. Huh?
Yeah, because I work down here a lot, and then besides I have a job, and so, yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. So do you ever make quilts for the giveaways?
No. Well, I have one lady that's going to have a giveaway next year, and she wanted to see me about making
uh-huh.
some quilts for her, but for myself, you uh-huh. know, I'm not in that.
Uh-huh.
I just wasn't brought up that uh-huh. way, you know, and I don't understand it a lot,
uh-huh.
but if anyone wants quilts ordered, I make them for.
Okay, so then it would just be done on a commission basis,
yeah.
as
mm-hmm.
all the others are
yeah.
done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, most of the quilts that are commissioned, these are quilts that are used in a bedroom
mm-hmm.
or on a bed,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did make one, it was a wall hanging.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as large, you know, but it was just a Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a couple pillows for some of the teachers. Wanted to give to one of their friends that was moving away. And I made a couple of pillows and then a deal that draped over the back of the couch, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be hung up so it all matched.
And
that was kind of something different, you know.
And that was the star motif?
Uh-huh,
uh-huh.
The star motif.
So are you, do you find that there's a greater demand for
there
quilts
is.
Now?
Yes, uh-huh. There certainly is. I don't know. You know, for years I never made quilts there for a certain period, and then I started, somebody wanted one and I made it, and from then I've just been making them all the time.
Hmm. And so how far back was that? Do you remember?
That's been about the last 6-7 years, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so interest has been picking up since then.
Yeah.
And why do you think that might be?
Well, I just don't know why it is. I think people are going, you know, with the arts and crafts and stuff, and then quilts, you know, it just is something they haven't done for a while, and they just picked up on it again. And
uh-huh.
It seems like a lot of people are making quilts.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, they make them, and then they have them quilted, because a lot of people don't know how to quilt.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, yeah.
So how many, what percentage of the time are you hired just to do quilting as opposed to doing the whole quilt?
Let's see. I would say that I did about 3 quilts, you know, within a year,
uh-huh.
just for others.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the time it was
and
the whole quilt, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I don't usually take those, you know, unless I'm not doing anything right then I'll take and quilt it. But
uh-huh.
I've turned so many down.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have the time.
Uh-huh. Well, and you get enough
yeah.
requests. Yeah.
Right.
Huh. So, do you have any personal concerns as a quilter?
I really love doing it.
Yeah.
Just once I get a quilt on that frame, I just can't hardly wait to get at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just, but, you know.
But you don't have any problems with rheumatism or?
No, it
uh-huh.
doesn't bother my back. A lot of people say,
uh-huh.
well, you know, I do have arthritis, but it doesn't seem to bother me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, do you have any quilting stories? Anything funny that happened when you were making a quilt?
Years ago, this lady friend and I were quilting a quilt for a lady. And this friend of mine, she had to have a cup of coffee right by her. You know, she liked to drink coffee. And she got this full cup of coffee up here, you know, and it just spilled all over this quilt.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, my. And it was white and pinks. You know, so anyway, what we did is we ran hot water through it.
Mm-hmm.
Faucet, you know, we took it to the faucet and it all came out.
Wow.
And I tell you, anymore, if anyone wants coffee, they're going to sit at the table.
Yeah.
But that was only, you know, incident that ever, you know, happened. But, oh, we were so worried because we hadn't made that. The lady made it, and we were quilting it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's
if
even
it,
worse.
Yeah. Oh, if it had been one we had made and we ruined it, we could have made another one. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out that time. So.
Okay. Well, that's really all that I had to ask. And I sure thank you for your time.
Well, I don't mind. I wish I could have shown you some of the quilts, but I'm making one now, right
mm-hmm.
now, but it's just being made, and I just finished one and they picked it up already,
mm-hmm.
so I really hardly ever have one on hand, except the one I have on my bed that I made for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.